Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I apologize for hour one, but look, it's the 4th of July holiday. What do you want? You know, brats, burgers, fries, whatever, ice cream, and there might be a few beverages flowing today. And I think we got them out of here, though. So no more appearances from Drunken Sailor. We'll try to get back on track for this hour. I don't promise anything, but we'll do our best. And why not just hop across the pond? I mean, they're still reeling from Brexit. However, we can go over there, maybe get the latest news from that perspective, and then some from the diving community, from Roz in the UK, our correspondent from across the pond. She is on Scuba Radio now. Roz, how are you?
Hello, Greg. Hello, Greg. I'm fine. I think we're busy going through our own Independence Day over here at the moment.
Yes. Well, we could get into politics and all that kind of stuff, but why bother? Let's just talk about diving. That would bring everybody together, including you folks in the UK or us in the. Maybe we can just meet in that pond and go diving. I don't know. But, that's one solution to that issue, and we'll just leave it lie where it is. But I know you've been covering some technical diving news, especially when it comes to rebreathers. What's the news on this? Is it a new formulation of sodalime or the absorbent that people are using in their rebreathers or what? What's going on there, Roz?
Okay, the hot news from this end is that Dr. Neil Pollock and Dr. Simon Mitchell and the University of Auckland down in New Zealand have been busy, and they're doing some research into the sorb that is used in rebreathers.
All right.
And this is actually quite important because you dive an AP machine, don't you? You dive an AP inspiration, don't you?
Absolutely, I have. And we have that absorbent. That's what scrubs the nitrogen out of our breath so we can use more of the oxygen back in our... Yeah, in our loop, in our rebreather loop, right? So it's the absorbent.
That's right. It scrubs out the carbon dioxide.
Yeah.
The thing is, the AP machines, they AP recommend that you use something called softener lime 797, and this is a particular grade of sorb.
Okay.
And it works very nicely, and it's tested with the unit, and everything's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that we all travel, and sometimes when you go into remote locations, you can't always get the sorb you need. And divers are sometimes accessing a different grades of sorb or made by a different manufacturer.
Right.
So they looked at softener lime, and they looked at a sorb called Sperasorb. And they basically dived both these sorbs in the lab, and they found that they have a different duration. So Sperasorb has a shorter duration than softener lime.
Wow.
And they've published a paper about this. It's gone out. It's been peer reviewed. It's very good safety information. And
yeah,
so we're just trying to get the news out there so that divers know that if they're diving a different
brand of
sorb,
yeah,
they need to think about shortening the duration of their dives.
Right. Well, how much of a difference is it, Roz? What did the research show exactly? What do you think?
Approximately 1 hour difference.
Really?
Between
Yes. That's pretty substantial. So, you're saying like what in the duration, if it says it's an 8 hour dive, you really should probably cancel your dive after 7 or what? What are you saying?
Basically, if you're assuming it's warmish waters,
because you
remember if you're diving in colder water, the sorb is going to be less efficient. So you're going to need to shorten your dive time anyway.
All right. Yeah.
Roughly, if you check the paper, it's about 2 hours on Saraspol and about 3 hours on Sofnalim.
Okay, got it. All right. And so it's just, this is a relatively new development, but obviously extremely important for people that are diving rebreathers when it comes to the brand of absorbent or sorb, you call it.
Yes.
That you use, the brand. So, and so this is being published in what paper, or where can people get information about this, Roz? What do you think? Where is it?
Yes.
Where? Where can they get this info?
Okay, if they go onto X-Ray Magazine, if they go onto the X-Ray Mag website, they'll find there's an article what I've written on there, and it gives links to the paper. But also, the paper was published which magazine? It was published by the South Pacific Medical Underwater Society, and the magazine is called Diving and Hyperbaric Medicine.
Very good.
If they type diving and hyperbaric medicine plus sorb study into Google, then it should come up.
Okay.
And the paper's called The Duration of Two Carbon Dioxide Absorbance in a Closed Circuit Rebreather Diving System. So it's a desperately unsexy title, but it's actually really important safety information.
All right. And then the article you wrote for X-Ray, I'm sure you sexed it up just a tad. Is that what you were saying? That's what you did?
I put it into diver speak.
Okay, so she sexed it up. I know Roz well enough. We all do. She's a crazy, wacky funster there from across the pond. We love her for it, too. So just Google it, find it. And if you're into rebreather diving, it's obviously something you need to be aware of. Now, there's some other news that you've been covering from across the pond that, what is some kind of new, an award or something? Or what's going on in that regard? What is it?
Yes. I've got the scoop on this. This is really, really exciting.
Yeah.
We have something over here called the European Underwater Federation, and it's basically getting all the diving agencies in one room round working together, which is good for the industry.
Right.
And there's a lot of different diving companies there. Well, they've just announced a new award, and it's to commemorate a guy that died earlier this year. He died in the middle of boot. He was an old man called Jack Levanchy. Now, his name's not that well known over your side of the pond.
Yeah.
This side of the pond, Jack Levanchy was quite big. He was instrumental in bringing PADI to Europe. Okay. He set up PADI Europe.
Yeah.
He set up Project Aware because he was desperately passionate about the marine environment. And he set up a manufacturing company, which was eventually bought by Aqualung. And he didn't care who anybody was. He didn't care whether you were a diver with SSI or CMAS or PADI or SDI or, you know, whatever you were. The main thing was you were a diver.
Yeah.
And he liked getting people diving safely together and motivating people to dive together and just bringing the diving industry together closer. And work positively together rather than spending money on quarrelling and lawsuits and things. He just wanted everybody to work together to make the industry bigger and better and stronger, and he built bridges.
Good man.
And he made things like the boot show possible. So, amazing man, very positive. So the European Underwater Federation have launched this award, and it's basically to be given out in January at the Boot Dive Show in Germany every year, and it's to be given to someone who's made a significant sustained contribution to the development of the European diving community.
Very nice.
So helped build it and bring it together. So this is a nice thing. This is a lovely thing, and it's a great way of remembering Jack because he was such a positive person. He was a power to the good in the industry, and it's a nice way of, that he's... for his name to carry on living, but also recognize the, you know, the future Jack Levanchy's as they're coming on.
Well, excellent. So that'll be announced at the Boot Show in Germany in January, and that's a massive event, right? It's huge.
Yeah, but Boot is huge.
Yeah.
Boot is massive, but they're gonna award it at Boot, which is
so when will they announce the winner for this first round? Do you know? Do they have a day they plan to announce the winner or what?
Really don't know. I've only just been given the inside scoop on this.
Okay, well, that's cool.
I knew it was happening, but I've just been told that I can actually now tell people about it.
Well, excellent. So, well, good. Well, you know, people, you know, they need some accolades for their good work. So it sounds like someone who contributes well to the diving community in the UK, you'll have to let us know who it is, and maybe we'll have to give them some exposure here across the pond. You hear what I'm saying, Roz? We can throw that into some of the accolades they get for the award. So that's always good to see, you know, people that need recognition getting it. So that's good stuff. Maybe, who knows? It could be you, Roz. You could be the first winner. No?
I haven't been in the industry long enough, Greg.
All you need is you need to slide a few bills to some friends of yours. That's all it takes. You got to know who to bribe. You hear what I'm saying, Roz? Yeah, she knows. See, it's universal as well. All right. Well, Roz from the UK, we always appreciate the update. Thank you so much. And you stay safe out there and enjoy your diving. Okay, Roz?
Thank you, Greg. Perfect.
All right. And we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving, including details on a special broadcast from the Saltwater Brewery, where we celebrate the creation of those biodegradable and edible six-pack rings.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Get up. We're going.
Where?
Maldives.
The Maldives? I don't even know where that is.
Indian Ocean. It's beautiful.
The natives there, are they friendly?
You need to worry about the natives, Tiny. Natives need to worry about you. Come on. We got a plane to catch.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. That was Ray Donovan. That show is back. I like it. I do dig that show. And the fact they talk about the Maldives, it was a bonus for sure. By the way, we have a couple spots, or I think there's two cabins still available on the Maldives trip we have in August. That Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with Dive Training Magazine. Jerry Beatty's going to be on board from Dive Training with us, as well as Renee from Scuba Pro. And then yours truly will do a show on there. And it's just going to be big, big fun. And that's August 13th, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. And it's not too late to join us if you'd like. So once again, I just talked to Sue there at Explore Ventures, and she said there were two cabins left. So if you want to book it, call them, 1-800-322-3577, and you could join us there in the Maldives on a brand spanking new boat, the Carpi Nova. And I just can't wait. It's going to be an awesome, awesome trip. And the people I know already that are on board are an amazing group. So if you have the opportunity to join us, you're going to want to join us that week for sure. Just go to exploreventures.com or give them a call and book the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. All right, so a couple things I got to talk about. We're going to check in with the Dive God here in just a bit and give you a little preview of next week's special broadcast from the Saltwater Brewery and explain why Scuba Radio is going to turn into beer radio next week. And there is a reason. There's a method to the madness, believe it or not. But before we do, you know, I mentioned this a few weeks ago. I got a notice from Patty that they said I am going to be receiving an award as being a Patty member for 20 years. How about that, Bubble Boy? What do you think?
Do you get like a chip or something?
No, I get this cool little crystal thing, 3D and everything. It has my name on it. And it says, congratulations for 20 years of outstanding service. And Patty recognizes me. So it's I get an award. How cool is that from Patty for my 20 years of being a Patty member? So and that'll set very nicely right here next to the mermaid rum that Scuba Radio's drunken sailor he left. Here in the studio. Did he pass out? Is that what happened?
No, he was actually past two bathrooms to get to the front yard and was relieving himself in a bush when the local constabulary took him away.
And we locked the studio door so he couldn't get back in.
Right.
Good move, Bubble Boy. All right, Vinny Two Tanks is with us also, by the way, via the web. He's out there on the left coast. Well, what are you doing there, Vinny? What's going on?
I'm going to enjoy my 4th of July weekend. I'm going diving.
You're going diving. Yeah, what are you just going and where exactly?
Well, actually, I'm going right off the coast of the L.A. Harbor, and I'm going to test our new Easy Dive product that we're developing.
Okay, for the folks that make spare air, you have this new Easy Dive product that basically allows you to, I don't know, kind of like turn your snorkel into a dive system kind of thing? Is that what it is? Or how's it work?
Well, what it is it's a way that we've attached the regulator to your snorkel. So, and there's a switch you can flip. So,
yeah.
If you're snorkeling along and you see a fish, 10, 20 feet down below, and you want to go get a picture of it, you can flip without taking the snorkel out of your mouth and switch into your regulator. You can hit the switch
right. And
then dive down, get that fish picture, then come back up and start snorkeling again. Flip the switch and you're snorkeling again.
Very nice. So, I mean, it's not really meant for deep diving, but if you wanted to get down and say, take like a minute or so at leisure to take a few breaths of air, you could do it without getting into trouble. Is that it? Or how
yeah,
much air
just,
are you talking about?
We've got two formats. One is we have a spare connected to it, and the other one we have a 19 to 13 foot pony attached to it.
Oh, okay.
Backpack.
So that gives you much more air.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're gonna just go do some R&D. Or is this gonna be more just playtime with some new fun toy type of deal?
Well, actually, I have to test it, so it's actually work and pleasure. So
okay, all right, and I mean, lobster season's not open in California yet. That is it, kind of coincide with Florida season, so it opens up at the end of July or first of August there, or what? Or do you know?
I haven't done lobster season in so many years. I can't really remember. I think it is open right now. I think it closes in October. I thought it opened in March and closes in October, I think.
Yeah? Okay. Well,
I can't remember.
Bubble Boy can Google it, and maybe we can find out.
Yeah, I can Google it.
But you're not planning to do any of that kind of stuff. You're just going to go out for a pleasure dive.
Yeah, I'm just going to go out and test a couple rigs and see how they perform, and maybe I might want to adjust them and change the regulator.
But that's straight off of L.A. is where you're talking about diving?
Yeah, we're going to head out the harbor and get Nix to PV off Point Furman or something like that, and just test some equipment.
Well, I'm not that familiar with the diving right there. Is that,
you've been there. Remember, we were there when you were there a couple years ago. We took you out, so we're just going to go outside the breakwater wall.
Well,
maybe just on the other side of the breakwater wall, probably.
I've dove like Redondo.
Remember in Long Beach? Remember in Long Beach, we took you out and showed you the seals.
Yeah, that's where you're going.
Yeah, we're going to go on the other side of the, but that was inside the wall. And I don't think, if you remember, when you look out, you could see the wall on the perimeter. You could see the breakwater wall.
Right.
I'll go on the other side of that.
Yeah.
And,
Okay.
So you could
encounter seals and stuff then, right?
You could see stuff. Yeah, there's stuff you can see. But, it's the big city, so the water clarity is, You know, the water's cold. I mean, it's 69. They're saying it's 68 to 70 on the surface.
Mm, okay.
And then, you know, when you're diving near a big city like L.A., you know, the water clarity is not, you know.
Yeah.
It's rough.
You lost Greg right there.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, you know, do they have, like, outflow pipes out there on the left coast like they have on certain places down towards Miami where you have to
stay away from
avoid
those.
The poo pipes?
Yeah, well, yeah, but I never go near those.
They're pretty, I would hope
yeah,
not.
I know where they are, but I just you never do. Dive those areas, yeah.
Yeah, the fishing's great there.
It's so much warmer over there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I guess there's an upside. But, all right, well, you got that to look forward to. And you're doing that just this week? Are you guys just taking some dive time?
Yeah, I'm doing it tomorrow. We're going to go out. Me and Butch and I are going out. You met Butch. Him and I are going to go out and mess around.
What about fireworks? Are you going to be diving when they shoot off this stuff or what?
Yeah, actually, there's two nights. We're taking the boat out, actually, the whole weekend. There's two nights of where we're going to go see fireworks in LA in Long Beach Harbor, and then we're going to go look at them in LA Harbor. So.
Got it. Well, I know you're excited because you're going to be on that Maldives trip with us.
Are you kidding me? I'm more than excited.
Heck yeah. It won't come soon enough, will it? But it's almost here, dude. It's August. We just got to get through July, and we're good to go. We're flying to the Maldives. We're stopping through, doing a little layover in Japan and Tokyo. And we might see some fish in the fish market and God knows what else. Maybe do some diving. Who knows? We got big plans. And once again, you can join us on those as well by calling up Explore Adventures. We got more coming up with the Dive God and then some. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master, Bubble Boy in the studio with me, as well as Vinny Two Tanks via the web. Now, a couple of little tidbits I'd like to share with you right now. We just got news yesterday, or the day before yesterday, I guess, that Laddie Atkins from Reef, as well as Leslie Leaney, I think he's with the Diving Hall of Fame or Diving Historical Society. I might have that wrong, but those are the two members from the dive industry that have been named the Reaching Out Award winners for DEMA this year. That'll happen in November in Las Vegas. Laddie, as you may know, is the big cheese there at Reef, the Reef Environmental Education Foundation that joined us in Cuba a few weeks ago and does great work on, you know, documenting fish species, fish counts, that kind of thing, as well as they run a lot of lionfish derbies. But Lad's been in the industry for years. We had a great opportunity to bond there in Cuba a few weeks ago, and he will be joining us at the Saltwater Brewery for that special show that airs next Saturday. We're going to talk to the Dive God about that in just a bit. But congratulations to both Leslie Leaney and Lad for great work and being recognized. That is a huge award. I mean, it's kind of like the Reaching Out Awards at the DEMA show is kind of like the Diving Hall of Fame there, Bubble Boy.
Well, I got the Reach Around Award, Greg.
No, and that's a whole different thing. Had nothing to do with diving.
It's just common courtesy.
Yeah, and things that usually you want to keep to yourself. But, well, that's okay. You know, we're all friends, family here. But congratulations to Lad. And it was kind of cool that, you know, we're hanging with the guy, and then he gets, like, the Diving Hall of Fame type, you know, accolade there. So that's very cool. And hats off to them. It's well deserved, and they do great work. Reef.org. You need to go there and support them. Be a member of Reef. We actually have been talking with them ever since our trip in Cuba about doing some more stuff with the group, and we have some big plans in the future that we'll share with you on a future edition of the big show. But join me in congratulating him via email if you know him, or you know, Facebook, whatever, do that. And when you talk to him or see him at an event, give him a nice little pat on the back. It's well-deserved stuff, and we'll join that party at the DEMA show in November in Las Vegas. More coming up. Stay close.
This
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Light okay?
They fed me rum daiquiris on the plane. I'm half bombed.
Not a bad way to start the day, huh? Come on, go find you a fish.
If you have a dive addiction, then you know that Cuba calls. You don't need anyone's permission to drift over their wall. You'll want to take your clothes off before you get off of the plane and dive into the water, because it's totally insane. Like you've got water on the brain.
Come on!
High tide, low tide, oh, we're diving Maria LaGuardia. We'll take up, take you down. We're diving Maria LaGuardia. Her lips are dark like red. Her suits will likely floor ya. We should all hang out. Diving Maria LaGuardia.
Come on!
Diving Maria LaGuardia.
In Cuba.
Diving Maria LaGuardia.
All right, so Bubble Boy seems to like that song. He's bopping to the music as it plays. I don't know if Vinny Two Tanks feels the same. But that Maria LaGuardia is the resort in Cuba that we were spending some time at a couple weeks ago. Vinny, you like that song or no? What do you think?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
I like it.
Okay, I'll take it for what it's worth. Now, I know that Yoel, our Cuban ambassador for our group when we went to Cuba a couple of weeks ago, has forwarded that song to the resort. And most of the people that work at the resort don't speak English. So it'll be interesting to hear what they have to say. But I do know the song has been forwarded to the management of Maria LaGuardia. And we will get a report maybe as early as next week of whether or not they like it and will have us back, or we have been banned forevermore. So either way, you know, it's okay. I don't really care. But it is a cool place, and you ought to check it out when you get the opportunity to travel to Cuba yourself. Now, a couple things I wanted to share. And we posted this up at the Scuba Radio Facebook page. And I know Bubble Boy has seen it, but have you checked out our Facebook there lately, Vinny? Did you see the thing about the mermaid? Not the mermaid rum. The Mermaid movie from China. Did you see this?
No, I didn't, but I'm going to go check it out right now.
All right, go check it out, because, yeah, what we posted was evidently a trailer for a Chinese movie. I think it's, what does it say? Does it say there it's called The Mermaid, isn't it?
Yeah, The Mermaid.
Yeah, and it's a movie in China that was done, I guess, in this last few months, or it's still relatively current, but it's made crap loads of money, supposedly. But it looks like our mermaid from the left coast, it looks like Mermaid Faith is the star of this movie, and she is from China. Her story is, a few years ago, and I'm not making this up, she emailed us here at Scuba Radio's offices, and basically it was something to the effect of, hey, I've been listening to your show for the last year or so. I just moved to California, and I was downloading the show and listening to it online as a introduction to American culture. And I was like, oh my God, what have we done? You know, and it ends up she was actually somewhat normal.
Greg the Corruptor.
Yeah. You know, I thought this is terrible. This could be bad. But actually, it's been very good. We've got to know her over the last few years. She speaks several languages. And she came from China, and she lives in California now. So we just saw her at the Long Beach show. And then I get this video called The Mermaid. It pops up on my Facebook page, on our Facebook page. And I shared it today. And it literally is like a mermaid adventure movie. Now, you have no idea what they're saying, but you really don't even need the sound up, because it's just a mermaid that's like under attack. Like the fishermen, like the people in China are so hungry, they've resorted to eating mermaids now. And so they're trying to catch her to, I guess, eat her, because it looks like she's in a fish processing plant or something to that effect. What do you think, Bubble Boy?
Yeah, at least they didn't cut her fins off and just let her sink.
Well, they didn't catch her because she was so fast. She's a super mermaid. But it's funny. When I watched it, I was like, wow, that kind of looks like Faith. looks like Mermaid Faith.
And it's good special effects. They look real.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but I'm saying it looks like Faith. It could be. Maybe she filmed this before she immigrated. I don't know.
We'll have to ask her.
We will have to ask her. But you can check this out at scubaradio.com. There's a little Facebook box, and they click through right there. Or if you're not friends with us, obviously, like us on Facebook. Join the Scuba Radio Facebook community, and you can get little tidbits like that, as well as be the first in the know when the latest episode of Scuba Radio has been published as a podcast. If you miss the live show, that comes in pretty handy for you to listen whenever you want, whether it's on iTunes or whatever. It actually comes out even quicker through Facebook and our scubaradio.com website than it does on iTunes. So if you are a friend of us on Facebook, you will be the first to get the show. And that can be important when we're giving stuff away.
It popped up on my Twitter account too, Greg.
Oh, that's right. You could be a Twitter follower. Yeah. So if you like to tweet or you like to Facebook, either way, we got it covered. And you can join us accordingly. Now, I don't know. That movie, though, if it's indeed made that kind of money. And I say this because it is on the internet. So this may be, you know, internet nonsense. But it claims that it's made over $500 million in China alone in 2016. Do you see that? I mean, that's like a drop in the bucket for China, though.
Yeah.
That means like maybe one-fifth of their population has bought a ticket for a buck. You know,
the only ones that can afford it.
What do you mean?
China is, you know, what? They don't have fair labor practices over there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but they can make mermaid movies, evidently.
Yeah.
Yeah. The special effects are not actually that bad on this thing.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. And so, you know, who knows? I mean, could this be a thing that pop up in the States? They do a U.S. version of The Mermaid.
You think? I've seen much worse things on Sci-Fi.
Have you seen The Shallows?
No, I will not see The Shallows.
I mean, see, if The Shallows can make it to the big screen and they can make this... you know, nonsense about sharks again. We've seen it before. It was Jaws, you know, 30-something years ago or 40-something years ago. And it's not really even a good copy of it, if you ask me. And, you know, so why not? Why shouldn't we have something fun like a mermaid movie like that? I wouldn't watch it. Would you go see that, Bubble Boy? Come on.
Nah.
You wouldn't see that?
No.
You don't like it?
No.
Why? You don't believe in mermaids? You're a diver.
Right.
That's like mermaids are like the ultimate diver, you know, fantasy, aren't they? I mean, as far as seeing them underwater, not like what you're thinking right now. You know what I'm saying, Bubble Boy?
You
know what I mean.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah. So, but is you don't have that kind of thing? You wouldn't want to see a mermaid underwater?
It depends on the size of the shells.
Yeah, of course. Well, they're all seashells. Hey, thank you. We'll be here all week. Help yourself to the hot and cold salad bar. But, yeah, you got that. And I don't know. Vinny Two Tanks, what do you think? Would you do that?
This is a great clip. I just watched it. I really like it.
Yeah,
what's the name of the movie again?
Well, I think it's called The Mermaid.
The Mermaid.
I don't know what that is in Chinese, but I think that's what I saw as the title. It just said The Mermaid.
I'm going to look for it today. Maybe I can find it.
Well, find it. I think it is a video that you can download or buy or like a DVD or something, you know, or Blu-ray or whatever. And if you did that, you would get it, and then you would... I don't know. Yeah, you could figure out if there's anything you could understand from it, because I think it's all in Chinese. I don't think it's in English. Or maybe we get Mermaid Faith to interpret it for us. She could act as a, you know, live translator. That'd be very appropriate.
Can we trust her?
Of course we can.
Okay.
She's one of ours. She's one of our mermaids. Why wouldn't we trust
her?
That's not translating. Or what did you just say? No, don't answer that.
I speak not well.
Yeah. Okay. So was there any, you know, as far as movies is one thing. And like I said, The Shallows, I didn't like how it was being promoted during Shark Week. I just, you know, I usually don't even watch commercials because I DVR all that stuff and watch as much as I can. But there was, I saw The Shallows, I saw Blake Lively pop up on there and talking about how sharks are good. And I'm like, well, if they're so good, why are you making a movie to make them out as man-eaters and, you know, things that are stalking human beings on surfboards? You know, it's a huge contradiction. They're trying to sell the film, but I'm not buying that. I'm not buying this angle where, you know, like, oh yeah, it's a big horror movie and it's going to portray sharks as man eaters. And, but you know what? Go see the movie. And we love sharks. You know, what? I mean, you know, the thing is, it's too real. It's not like Sharknado. It's not like this mermaid movie, which is a big hose.
Why
and
does
a big,
somebody,
funny goof.
Greg, why doesn't somebody make a movie about the actual shark? Like a great white who's hounded and pursued by a bunch of people, and he's just trying to survive and live under the water.
Yeah, there was a cartoon like that, actually, I watched back in the day. But you're right. Maybe that'd be more appealing to me. I think most divers can relate to this. But I'm just frustrated with that kind of attitude. And that's why, once again, you know, like a Sharknado or a mermaid movie or something like that that's so outrageous and out of this world, I don't have a problem with that. You can do that angle. But with the two real life stuff, it makes me mad.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Join divers around the globe for the second annual Paddy Women's Dive Day, a special day to celebrate female divers and their contributions to the sport. The purpose is simple: get more women together, involved, and interested in scuba diving. All are invited to participate in Women's Dive Day on July 16th. Women, share a dive with your sisters and scuba friends. Men, introduce your female friends and family to the sport you love. Visit paddy.com/women-dive to find a dive or event in your area. That's paddy.com/women-dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Is this really what you're going to do for the rest of your life?
Well, what do you mean?
I mean, hanging around with a bunch of animals, getting drunk every weekend.
No.
I'm going to get drunk every night.
I like beer because it is good. I drink beer because I should. If there was a song to sing, I sing it and beer you drink. I drink beer when I am sad, because the beer is makes me glad. Now there's nothing left to say, so let's go drink beer.
Beer is good! Beer is good! Beer is good! And stop! Beer is good! Beer is good! Beer is good!
Let's go drink some beer!
Beer! Beer! Beer! Beer! Beer!
Yeah, this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving, but next week, it will be beer radio, because we are going to go to the Saltwater Brewery and celebrate the development and release of these new six-pack rings that are biodegradable and edible, as opposed to those six-pack rings of death made out of plastic that suffocate Dory, of all things, you know, in the latest movie, Finding Dory.
Yeah, so you're saying these are made out of the effluence of newly born beer.
Something like that. The leftover stuff from the brewing process. Now, Neil Watson is with me via the phone. Neil, how are you, my friend?
I am doing fantastic, Gregory. Happy 4th of July.
Back at you, my friend. Now, so I got to say, this past week, we were down there at the brewery. We recorded a show. It will air next Saturday, and I do believe this is going to be one for the Scuba Radio record books, let alone for the dive industry. You think, Neil? Because you were there. You saw that magic.
Well, listen, I knew we were in for quite a week when we made the attempt at the Creepy Tiki Bar.
You're right.
Followed up by the Bibbini Bay Bar, unforgettable, followed up by John Rope's Lord Nelson Pub at his home. So
that's right.
That's even before we got to Saltwater Brewery.
Yeah, yeah. Those little tidbits are going to be worth further discussion here down the road. But yeah, that was a little warm up to our Saltwater Brewery. And we'll talk about that another day. But yeah, there's some crazy stuff down there in South Florida for sure. But, you know, when we got to the Saltwater Brewery, I was so impressed with how many people showed up. I mean, from the dive industry. That was a cool turnout. You agree or what?
It took a life of its own. You know, I was expecting maybe a half a dozen people. You know, our core little crew. You know, but like an admission, Captain Slade and Peter Hughes and Stuart Cove, Gregor Nivens was there, Lad, Harry Ward.
Yeah,
it was like my old drip parties that I used to have. You know, and friends that I haven't seen in the diving industry, like skin diver reps. You know, from 15 years ago, and buddies, and I mean, there was 5,000 years of diving history there under one roof at one time. I had so much fun, and was just so impressed by the turnout. Everybody was there, you know, to support the great effort that Chris is doing with this biodegradable beer ring thing. You know,
yeah,
beer doesn't solve all the problems of life, but neither does milk. So I prefer beer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and what better excuse to get together and drink a few beers than something that actually could change the world as far as it comes to this plastic that's been dumped in our waterways and oceans all over that obviously have a drastic effect and a terrible effect on marine life. And this guy has created a process to turn the leftover stuff from brewing beer into this biodegradable edible concoction. Now, you will hear next week whether or not these things are edible for humans, because we do address this with Chris and the guy who's come up with this at Saltwater Brewery, and I'll just leave it at that for now. But yeah, the group that showed up, you know, we had Walt DeMartini, Jeff Turode, our typical characters there from South Florida. Bob Sheridan was down there from UDT, all kinds of folks.
Yeah, Bill Cole was there. Yeah. We had plus media. We had Steve Waters, which is the outdoor writer for, you know, the Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinels. Sue Cocking was there, you know, the guy Harvey Outpost. He used to be the outdoor writer for the Miami Herald. And mermaids. We had Aaron and Sasha.
Yes.
Our mermaids.
And then another mermaid.
One other one.
Yeah, no, we have to, because it's already out there. It was the hottest thing on Facebook this week. And, of course, that was the dive god Neil Watson sported one of our mermaid tails and just blew up the internet last week, for sure. I haven't linked to it yet on the Scuba Radio page, but it'll be up there soon enough. I figured I'd wait for the show to air so I didn't scare anyone. You hear what I'm saying? Too early there, Neil.
Well, speaking of being scared, I saw a picture of you with Neil the Mermaid.
And
you look kind of freaked out there, dude.
Yeah, well, I think I had a common expression that most people would have in that particular instance. You know what I'm saying? But hey, look. I was with a dive god, and he just so happened to be wearing a mermaid tail and a Scuba Radio top, halter top, or what a bikini top or something. So it was slightly disturbing, but it was still an honor, Neil. So,
that's saying something.
Yeah, yeah. But what it says is that
it was fun,
the dive industry knows how to have a good time. And when we have a good time for a good cause and throw beer into the mix, oh, man, you have a trifecta of just adventure, for sure. Yeah.
And fine beer it is. I mean, you know, kudos to their brewery, boy. They got about I don't know. They must have 20 different beers. I'm sure I made it through at least 18 of them, and I didn't find one I didn't like.
Which explains why you ended up in a mermaid tail at the end of the night. So
could have something to do with that.
It could have had, got him socially lubricated to the point where he slipped right into a tail, and the rest is Facebook and internet history. Well, Neil, thank you so much. Look forward to sitting down and listening to that show with you together and kind of reliving it, or maybe actually listening to it for the first time, because we may not remember a lot of what happened.
You know what I mean? Absolutely.
All right, there you go. And once again, that is next Saturday, July 9th, episode of Scuba Radio. Make sure you listen to it. Good stuff, good information, and good, clean fun. That'll do it for this week. Till next time, remember, it's always better. Where, Bubble Boy?
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.